driving 14 miles to Henry Bradford's, Halifax County, we had no time to die. We took to horse and came in with the shadows of evening. This morning we breakfast at 7 o'clock, and we now supped at 7. Hard preaching and hard riding occupied the intermediate hours. We have passed rapidly through Edgecombe into Halifax County. Oh, the awful state of religion in this circuit. Dined with Mr. Isaac Guile and lodged with Mr. John Bellamy. We rejoiced in hope that Tarborough and Halifax will yet hear and receive the gospel. Henry Bradford hath been preaching, and Brother Bellamy and the former with such success. We attended at Prospect Hill. It was an exceedingly cold day, as need be. I only exhorted after Nicholas Snithin had described the new creature in Christ Jesus. We fed our horses and ourselves ate in the woods, and then went forward to Henry Bradford's. My soul is continually stayed upon and comforted in God. But it is not needful to tell all my outward difficulties and inward sufferings. Heaven will make up for all, and then we shall know all we wish and wait to know. February the 25th, 1803. It rained and hailed, and through the night snowed heavily, and continued to fall on us after we set out until we came to Prospect Hill. We fed and went on to Henry Bradford's, 25 miles. The snow in places was from 8 to 12 inches deep, and as my horse was newly shod, he clogged and kept me in continual fear. On Saturday, I preached at our host's from 2 Peter 1:4. February 27th, 1803, Sabbath day. We came to Halifax. The rich had the gospel preached to them by N. Snethen from 2 Corinthians 5:15 through 17. I had to speak a little and then baptize the children. The respectable sisterhood were very attentive. In short, a more decent, well-bred congregation need not be. We dined at D. Fisher's, who treated us in a most serious and friendly manner. By guess, I should say there were 40 families in Halifax. We were impressed, as if by magic, that the river would rise rapidly. So we crossed at 4 o'clock and rode 20 miles to Seth Peebles, whom we called from his downy bed to take in poor benighted travelers. An old man of 70, deeply wounded in the limbs, breast, and lungs, I spoke to a gathering of serious people at Edward Hall's large dining room. The speaker was led to some awful truths. I am occupied in reading, writing, and preaching, and propping up the old clay house as well as I may. God be gracious to us still. February the 6th, 1815. We breakfast with Mr. Austin. Oh, the look expressive of the workings of her soul she gave, when in the trying hour she said, "Pray for me." Shall a Methodist conference assemble, a society be gathered, and a chapel be built in Tarborough? Dined with Exum Lewis and wife. This favored pair have been renewed and quickened. The house of their father was amongst the first in former days to receive the Methodists, and the children now open their house and hearts and hands to them. May the Lord convert and own and bless their children's children to the latest generations. Amen. Amen. came to James Hunter's at Fishing Creek, a cold ride. I sent for dear Henry Bradford and his wife, and we renewed our covenant with God. Tuesday to Halifax. Mother Long would by no means take a nay. Honorable woman. I gave an evening lecture to some serious souls, and John Wesley Bond exhorted after me with energy.